We're turning your attention now to politics and the Minister for Climate and Transport, Dara O'Brien, is in Kerry this morning on a number of different official functions, including opening the Greenway and looking at road infrastructure and other matters across the county. Minister, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me on Kerry today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Gerry. You got a good listen into the synopsis on the Kerry performance there and the chances against Dublin in the next game. So, interesting. But I'm all well. Yeah, down here in Glenbeigh at the moment, and or Glenbeigh, should I say. And we have a good programme of events now here. So, just literally on the South Kerry Greenway here as I speak to you. So, beautiful weather, fantastic facility. And great to see this section open now. That'll about 10 kilometres now open to the public and more to do.
Yeah, it's a key part of infrastructure to try and revitalise that area, Minister, the area of the county that has been suffering from both internal population change as well as external population change. Are you hopeful that that will happen now with this infrastructure being delivered from the tourism side to get business going, to get people working and living in the area?
Yeah, I am actually. I'm pretty confident about that. And when you look at the research that's been done of what this investment will bring, the Chief Executive Fergal was saying that this morning, that you could be looking at upwards of 500 jobs. You look at the new businesses that are springing up already, you know, your bike hire, coffee vans, all those various different things. Great to attract additional visitors. And look, I don't have to tell your listeners because they know it very well, but I drove in from Carrisavine to Glenbeigh this morning. The scenery is just stunning. There'll be no greenway like this anywhere in the country. We've fantastic ones around the country, but this is a very, very special one. And I think this will draw even more visitors in here. And really importantly, will be great amenity for the people who are living in the area. And look, I've been on your show many times, Jerry, in my previous portfolio as well. I know Kerry very well. You see the work that's been done by the local authority across housing, across infrastructure. You know, greenways, they've some not just magnificent plans, but they're actually delivering on them. And I'm here to support them in the work that they're doing. And we've allocated another 9 million actually this year to the South Kerry Greenway to enable further works happen here. And look, I think at the end of the day, the whole route will be over 20 kilometres, we've about half of that open. Three more, but 7 kilometres now actually under construction. Which is great. And look, I think it's going to really give a significant boost to the area, and certainly from a tourism offering, but also, as I said, for the people who live here. What a wonderful amenity it is.
Okay, later on today, you're going to be in Killarney opening the active travel scheme at the Rock Road. You'll also be on the Park Road there as well. You have a Safer Routes to School scheme in Killorglin, as well as the Mercy Montauk Secondary School in Tralee. There's been some criticism at a local level of these projects. Lots of money gone in, or traffic disruption while they're being put in place. People saying, look, the roads are being narrowed too much. And then the idea of all these schemes, whether it's a safer road to school or an active travel scheme, that you'll get people out of their cars onto bikes. People saying, look, that's not feasible. It's not going to happen. What's your response to that?
Well, I think firstly, the safer routes to school, I'm a big supporter of that. Like, we want to enable our kids to walk and cycle safely to school where and when they can. So Safer Routes to School works, and we've over 400 schools across the country now in this program, and it does change behaviors and it changes habits as well. But fundamentally, for younger guys and girls who are there, to get them used to walking and cycling, and that can be a lesson that they learn very early in life that they'll take into adulthood. Now, so those schemes are critically important, really looking forward to seeing them, and they work. I see them across the country in my own area, North Dublin as well, and I get that as well. I've listened to residents who at the start might be a bit sceptical about them. As the work is being done, there can be disruption, yes, but when they're open and people get used to them, you will see people using them. We track actually numbers of people using active travel schemes and that, and it does increase footfall. It does increase the numbers of people walking and cycling. It's not instead of the cars, just to give other options to people, and it's a nicer way, a safer way for people to connect and go about their business too. So we're going to invest on behalf of our people at €360 million a year for each year in the term of this government in active travel schemes like this in South Kerry, but also in Safe Routes to School. And that's the most significant investment. You're seeing the networks kind of joining up now across the country. And I think for our kids, there's nothing more important than making sure that they can go to and from school safely and do that in a healthy way, walking or cycling. So look, I'm looking forward to the day ahead in Kerry. We've a lot of things on today to see, and myself and Norma Foley and Mick Cahill and colleagues will be around the county today, and I'm delighted to be back.
Mr. I know you're pushed for time, but I wanted to talk to you about another area of your brief, and that is climate. Stories this morning that you're considering developing the Warmer Home Scheme, solar panel grants available for people, solar panel delivery by the SAI to people on social welfare. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, I read that with interest, and I haven't announced anything. We're working on measures there within, like, I want to deploy more retrofitting. We're doing really well. We've retrofitted about 260,000 homes across the country. We're seeing a big uptick in applications to the scheme since I changed the grants earlier this year. So I don't, there'll be no change to grant amounts or anything like it. I'm looking at measures within the Warmer Home Scheme about how we can get them done, you know, in a more efficient way, and we're working on that at the moment, but I haven't decided upon what aspects that we're that we would do yet.
But are you looking at providing it for free for people on social welfare to get over that criticism that's there, that some people say, I'd love solar panels, but I just can't afford it?
Yeah, look, I'm acutely aware of those who have issues with affordability. Energy bills are too high. I'm looking to be able to bring in measures that are going to protect people against future price hikes and actually reduce their energy bills. So solar for those who are on social welfare is something that I am actually looking at, but you'll appreciate why I'm not going to announce that in advance of me concluding the work on it. But suffice it to say, yes, it is something that I'm looking at.
Yeah. Okay. How concerned are though, on the wider context, Dara, of the price increase in electricity bills? Electric Ireland up, Energy has announced now its nighttime rate has gone back up, and are people with electric vehicles, people have already bought solar, they're getting worried that the rug is being pulled out underneath them by the energy companies, and there's a feeling, a perception, that the CRU is asleep at the wheel allowing these companies to do this. What's your response to that?
Look, I'm the crew. They're independent of me, right? Okay, and there are pressures that people are under, you know, because of energy increases, and that's right the way across Europe. It's acute here in Ireland. We're an island nation. We're still too dependent on fossil fuel. That's why the acceleration of renewable sources of energy is really important. First 5 months of this year, about 50% of our energy came from renewables. We need to go further. But that speaks to the point that you made just earlier on about where you can deploy, you know, things like solar, where you can, you know, insulate houses. And we provide significant grants for that change from gas to heat pumps. And that makes a real difference. And actually, not just is it good for climate, it's good for people's pockets. So look,
will it remain good for people's pockets? Like, the public side of it, electricity charging is no more expensive than petrol and diesel for people who bought EVs.
What I'm saying to you is, a lot of people, the home charging is a critical part of that. I wasn't happy with the ESB's recent increase in relation to the public EV charging. I said that they are a commercial entity. I can't control what they charge, but I can let my views be known very clearly on that. We are in a time, and your listeners will know this, where there's significant pressures with regard to energy markets and cost of energy right the way across Europe, right the way across the world. We're not unique on that, but that's why we brought in measures, about €1 billion, to support people through this energy crisis. And we're looking forward to a budget in October as well about how we can support working families, how we can support people, you know, to make sure that they're helped through this this energy crisis. And things will improve. Look, we've seen the situation in the Straits of Hormuz somewhat stabilised. That hasn't fed through to the retail markets. I'm under a bit of pressure here, Jerry, as well, as you appreciate, because I'm standing here in the South Kerry Greenway, and there's a number of people waiting for me here, but I'll have to go if that is all right.
No problem, Master, that's fine. That was my last question, anyway, but thanks for joining us in the program this morning.
Good to talk to you again.
Very good.
Take it easy.
Minister Dara O'Brien there, Minister for Climate and Transport. If you have a view on what he had to say on those issues, active travel, the safer way to school scheme, the issue of the cost of electricity for charging, cost of electricity in general, what he's planning to do, and the indications, and he's no decision made yet, but indications out there, they're looking at an area in the Warm Home Scheme that may deliver solar panels to those who are on social welfare, who can't afford the initial outlay through that Warmer Home Scheme. Is that something that you'd welcome? Give us your thoughts. 0667 123 666.